That's my pup.
CBS presents That's My Pop, written by Milt Gross, Hugh Wedlock, and Howard Snyder. Based on the famous comic strip by Milt Gross and starring Raymond Walburn. Now for another episode in the life of J. Gaylord Ginch. Known to his intimates as Pop, that leisurely, lovable character who more or less has been out of work for the past 20 years, but refuses to let failure go to his head. When asked the secret of his lack of success, he modestly leaned on his pool cue and said, "Never put off till tomorrow what you can put off today." Now, as we look in on the Ginch household this morning, we find Pop's wife, Gertrude, and his mother-in-law, Mrs. Appleby, busily packing their clothes in preparation for a week's vacation in the country. Pop stands by, getting his last-minute instructions.
Are you sure you'll be all right while we're gone, Gaylord?
Now, don't you worry about me, Gertrude. Your mother and Junior just go off to the country and have a good time. I'll take care of everything here.
I still think we're taking a chance, Gertrude, running off and leaving him at the house. I hope it'll still be here when we get back.
Now, Mother, you're just a little tired. This vacation you're taking will do us both a lot of good.
Gaylord, don't forget to tell the milkman to leave 2 less bottles this week.
Tell the milkman? Gertrude, you know the milkman gets here at 7 o'clock in the morning. Gaylord doesn't start to turn over until 2 in the afternoon.
Mother, when you're right, I'm always the first to admit it. I'll leave him a note. May I borrow your pencil? Ouch!
Keep your hands out of my pocketbook.
There's no use trying to be a little touchy about it, madam. I was only looking for your pencil.
Mother, you know that Gaylord wouldn't try to steal anything.
Oh, no? But about the time I caught him with Junior's piggy bank, I'll guarantee you he wasn't shaking up a cocktail.
Circumstantial evidence, my good woman. What you don't know is that I put in a quarter and was merely trying to get out 15 cents change.
Oh, yes, that I can imagine.
Mother,
yes.
Gaylord, please, let's not have an argument before we go away.
I am not arguing, Gertrude. I'm simply trying to convince your mother that I don't go in for petty thievery.
That would take years, and our train leaves in half an hour.
Oh. Yes. Gaylord, will you look in on Junior and see if he's ready, dear?
Glad to, my dear, glad to. I want to have a chat with the boy before he leaves. Oh, yes, madam, aren't you forgetting something?
What? Oh, your expense money. I might have known you'd remember that. Well, here you are. 50, 75, 95, a dollar.
My dear lady, it is humiliating enough that I have to accept this miserable pittance without having you add insult to injury by giving me 5 pennies.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't have to take it.
Well, I've got to go inside and say goodbye to Junior.
Hello, Pop.
Well, you all ready to go, Sam?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if I should take my baseball glove.
By all means, my boy. There might be some other youngsters up there. Mm-hmm. Play to the ball. And don't forget to take your bathing suit.
Oh, is the swimming any good, Pop?
Is it any good? Why, there's a fine swimming hole up there. And Lake Roscoe is only a few miles away.
Were you ever up there, Pop?
Used to go all the time when I was a young fella. We like nothing better than going fishing on Lake Roscoe, my old pal Duke and me. We'd get into our old clothes, take our fishing rods, our favorite pipes, plenty of tobacco, and a keg of beer. Gosh, it was good.
The fishing?
No, the beer. You know, I don't believe they ever had any fish in that lake.
Pop, whatever happened to your pal Duke?
A regrettable accident, son. The fire engine ran into the patrol wagon. Poor Duke. He never had a chance.
Was Duke a fireman?
No, son. No. Well, my boy, you'll enjoy a week in the country, and so will your mother.
I wish we could stay for 2 weeks.
So do I. But that takes money. And you know how cheap your grandmother is.
Can't you come with us, Pop?
I'm afraid not, my boy. I'd like to, but I have several important business transactions coming up.
Is that why you got the new pool cue, Pop?
Well, that's one of the reasons. You see, if one of these deals goes through and I win, I may be able to keep you and your mother in the country for another week.
Well, how about Grandma? She wouldn't stay without Mom and me.
Oh, I wouldn't consider any deal that didn't include your grandmother.
Won't you be lonely, Pop?
Yes.
All alone in this big house?
Oh, I suppose so. I guess it will seem, well, a little forlorn, maybe.
Life is funny, Pop. So many people have no place to live, and you're going to be all alone in this big house with so many empty rooms.
What? Well, empty rooms? Well, now, that never occurred to me. You have a very fine thought there, my boy. With the housing shortage as it is my patriotic duty as a citizen to offer a few deserving people a roof over their head. For a slight remuneration, of course.
You mean you're going to take in boarders, Pop?
In a manner of speaking, yes. I may even realize enough money to let you spend that extra week in the country. In fact, it might pay to keep you there, well, for a month.
Gee, that's a swell idea, Pop. You're a genius. Why, you're as smart as Eli Whitney.
Eli Whitney? Whitney? I don't recall the name.
He invented the cotton gin.
Cotton gin? Oh, so they're making it out of cotton now. Well, my goodness. What do you think of next?
Wait till I tell Mom and Grandma we can stay for an extra week. I bet they'll be surprised.
Wait a minute, son. Wait a minute. It'll be more of a surprise if we keep it a secret. Just between the two of us.
Okay, Pop. Then I won't tell him.
That's fine, sir. Now, let me see. We have four bedrooms. I can sleep two people in each bedroom. No, I can sleep three in your grandmother's room. I can put a cot up in the kitchen. I could even put two chairs together in the hall. At 50 cents a night, 11 people, that would be $5.50. Not bad. Not bad. Come in, Doc.
Hi, Pop. Family gone?
Yes, sir. I just put them on the train. Come on inside.
Say, Pop, I've been thinking over what you told me on the phone about renting rooms. Got a great idea there.
Oh, thanks, Doc. But it's only to get enough money to let Junior and Gertrude spend an extra week in the country.
Yeah, but, Pop, you're only scraping the surface. You can get more than 11 people in a house this size.
Well, I don't know about your idea of putting a mattress in the bathtub. unless we could rent it to a midget. Yeah?
What's wrong with midgets? Their money's as good as anybody else's. How about that wicker couch on the back porch?
Well, that's not very comfortable, Doc. That bamboo has sharp points.
Well, they pay in advance, don't they? Take them a whole night to find out they can't sleep on it. But that's small change, Pop. You're overlooking the big thing.
Well, now, if you have any ideas, Doc, I'll be very happy to talk business with you.
Well, I'll tell you. You give me the concessions, and I'll split with you 50-50 on the take.
Concessions?
Certainly. People have to eat, don't they? We'll put up a hot dog stand in the kitchen. Got any mustard in the house?
Yes, plenty of mustard, yes.
Fine. Then all we'll have to buy is the hot dogs and the rolls.
And don't forget the drinks. We can lay in a supply of Coca-Cola. And for the sporting gentry, a keg of lager.
Fine. And I can get Happy to lend us a few pinball machines. We can fix them so they tilt easy.
You don't have to worry about that, Doc. Happy's machines are on a hair trigger now. I've never been able to beat them even when I use a magnet.
Well, Pop will clean up a fortune. Why, we... Say, wait a minute. I see you got a piano here.
Certainly. We can get Billy Dunn over here to play for us.
Yeah, sure. He's great. That boy can really tickle the ivories.
Oh, yes. He's quite talented. Mm-hmm. I've seen him drink a can of beer and play Tiger Rag at the same time without missing a note.
Well, we can give the suckers a little entertainment. Keep them home nights. The longer they stay, the more beer they'll drink.
We'll have the men's lounge in the cellar. We can get Sam over from the pool room. He's got a white coat and a whisk broom.
Well, sure, them dimes add up.
Doc, I think we've hit on something big, something fine. By offering our guests these simple, wholesome pleasures at home, we keep them off the streets, away from the cheap honky-tonks and the clip joints.
Yeah. Well, let's get the ball rolling, huh? We'll go downtown now and stick an ad in the newspaper, and by tomorrow night there won't be an empty room in this house.
Fine, fine! And just wait till Gertrude and Junior get that money. And Doc, on the way back, remind me to pick up a few cuspidors. My mother-in-law just had the rugs cleaned. Good morning, Ginch Guest House. I'm sorry, sir, we're all filled up. Not a room in the place. I don't care how thin you are, we can't squeeze you in here. Goodbye.
Red Hots, get your Red Hots right here. Frankfurt in a roll, 15 cents.
I'll have one.
Here you are, sir. Little beer to wash it down?
I guess so. Give me a glass of beer.
Shine, mister. Shine up.
Red Hot, get your Red Hots here. 15 cents.
How's it coming, Doc?
Pretty good, Pop. How about the pinball machines? They getting a play?
Great. I entered them twice since last night.
That's swell.
Red Hot, get your Red Hots here. Ice cold.
Five nickels, please.
Certainly. Here you are, sir. Five nickels.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. You only gave me four nickels.
What? Oh, so I did. Bless my soul. Thank you for calling my attention to it. Here you are, sir.
That's better.
Hey, you better watch it, Pop. You can't make a profit given the right change.
Well, he'll put it back in the machine anyway. Hang it, here comes that darn midget again.
I wonder what he's going to complain about now.
I want to talk to you.
What is it, Mr. Thumb?
Oh, I can't sleep in that bathtub. The water keeps dripping out of the faucet right on top of my head.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. I believe I have a rubber bathing cap around here somewhere. Come right this way.
Red Hot, Frankfurter on a roll, 15
shoe
cents.
Shine. Get your shoe shine, dear.
Oh, Mr. Gibbs.
Yes, Mrs. Fontaine. I trust you rested well last night.
That's exactly why I want to speak to you. That bamboo cot I slept on last night is broken.
Well, madam, I appreciate your honesty. We'll be lenient when we add the repair charges to your bill.
Indeed. That cot was broken before I slept on it. In fact, I think it was broken before I was born.
That is open to debate, madam. Now tell me. Where have these broken bamboo points been jabbing you, eh?
Well, the center of the cot is broken, if that gives you any idea.
I see. I see. Well, now we can fix that. I'll put a potato on each one of the bamboo points. That'll ease the situation.
Mr. Ginch, I paid to sleep in a bed, not a victory garden. I'll have my bill now, please.
Very well, madam. Now, let me see. It's after 10 in the morning, so I'll have to charge you for 2 full days. That'll be 90 cents.
Here's a $5 bill.
$5? And here's your change, madam. 95, a dollar, 5, 10, 15, 20.
You don't have to give me my change in nickels. I have no intention of playing your pinball machine.
Well, all right. Here you are, $4. And, madam, inasmuch as your room is paid for, that cot remains at your disposal for the rest of the day.
Thanks. And if I come across a Hindu who's lost his bed of nails, I'll send him around. Goodbye.
I just won 2 free games on a pinball machine.
You won 2 free? You did? Oh, yes. Well, now. Here you are, sir. 10 cents. Say, Doc.
Yeah, what is it, Pop?
One of the machines is out of order.
I'll fix it. So you better make your announcement about tonight, Pop.
That's right. While they're all here. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. In keeping with our policy of providing clean, home-like atmosphere and comfort for our guests, the management takes pleasure in announcing the opening tonight of our new Gold Room, where you will be entertained by the finest artists that money can buy. Think of it, folks. The luxury of an expensive nightclub right here in your own home. Remember, in the Gold Room, you can get beer and sandwiches at popular prices and no cover charge. Merely an admission fee of 15 cents to enable us to maintain our excellent clientele. Tickets will go on sale immediately at the hot dog stand. I thank you.
Pop, I think we're in. They seem to like the idea.
Yes, sir, Doc. You'd better hustle around and pick up a couple of acts for the floor show.
Okay, I'll sober up Billy Dunn and bring him over to play the piano. And I think I can get the Salt Lake City Four. They're still a great quartet.
But there are only 2 of them left.
Well, they can always dig up a baritone, and I can tenor.
We can't pay them more than $3 for the night.
$3? They don't make that much when they're working.
Well, all right, then. And remember, Doc, no acrobats. The living room has a low ceiling.
The old adage, when the cat's away, the mice will play, seems to be working out in this instance. So far, Pop Ginch's plans are running smoothly. And he and Doc seem to be launched in a lucrative business. Meanwhile, Pop's wife, Gertrude, his mother-in-law, Mrs. Appleby, and his son, Junior, are experiencing the pleasure and relaxation of a summer vacation in the country. We find them now on the porch of the little bungalow near beautiful Lake Roscoe.
Say, Mom, do you think it'll ever stop raining?
I don't know, dear. It doesn't look like it. It'll probably clear up the day we leave.
Oh.
There go the lights.
I'll light a candle.
What for? There'll be more lightning and we can see by the flashes.
I'm thirsty. Is there any water left?
Well, there should be. I pumped a bucket full out of the well this morning.
Before you drink it, you'd better let me boil it first. Are the ants all out of it?
No, I think so, Grandma.
Well, bring in some firewood for the stove, dear.
And the wood's all wet.
Well, then we'll break up another chair. Junior, did you leave the window open?
The window's closed, Grandma, but the thunder blew the glass out.
Oh, I never saw such mosquitoes in my life. Look at the size of them. I've seen vultures that were smaller.
They come from the lake, Mother.
Oh, no wonder there's no fish in it. Look at this one buzzing around me like an albatross. Junior, hand me that fly swatter.
Wait a minute, Mother. I'll get it. I got it.
No, it's only stunned.
Watch out. They're dangerous when they're wounded. Look out. I'll step on it. That did it. Now I'll have to have my shoes dyed.
Oh, there go the telephone wires.
The water's getting higher on the lake.
And here we are without a single life preserver in the house. We were out of our minds to come here in the first place. Whose idea was it, anyway?
Well, Gaylord said it was beautiful, Mother.
Oh, I might have known it. He was never right in his life.
Oh, now, Mother, is it Gaylord's fault that it's raining?
I wouldn't put it past him. I can thank him for all my troubles.
Pop said he used to come here all the time, and he enjoyed it.
In the condition your father was always in, he probably never even knew it was raining.
There goes the barn.
Oh, there's another leak in the roof. Oh, and all the beds are soaking wet.
Well, I'm glad we brought along our bathing suits. We can sleep in them. Ouch! Don't these mosquitoes never get enough, the gluttons. When I go home, I'll need a transfusion.
Oh, here comes a whole swarm of them.
Look, they're flying in V formation. It's a regular echelon.
Oh, they're burying us down. How long can we go on this way?
Oh, dear. Junior, when you go to sleep tonight, now don't forget to put the mosquito netting over your bed, dear.
I won't, Mom.
Netting won't do any good. Oh. The mosquitoes will probably carry it away.
Gee, they bit me all over.
You're lucky you're small.
Thunder is getting fainter.
That's not thunder, Mom. There's somebody at the door.
Oh, it might be someone in trouble. Junior, open the door.
Okay. Mr. Mason.
Your genial host and proprietor. Just checking out to see if there's anything I can do to make you more comfortable.
Oh, you'd better watch out, Mr. Mason. You're standing in a dry spot.
Touché. Ladies, this has been very unusual weather. But from the looks of things, it's going to clear up very soon. I think we've seen the last of this shower.
Some shower. Ships have gone down in less than this.
How long do these things generally last, Mr. Mason?
I'll bet you're all itching for a dip in the lake.
We're all itching. But not to get in the lake. We can get wet enough right here.
Where do all the mosquitoes come from?
Mosquitoes? We don't have any mosquitoes here.
I knew they were too big for mosquitoes. They're more like flying swordfish.
Ladies, I came over especially to invite you to the community hall tonight. All the guests will be there. There'll be dancing and refreshments. May we expect you?
Well, how do we get there?
You'd better call for us in a raft.
You'll have a lovely time. Well, I must be on my way. Have to get things ready. See you later.
Close the door, Junior.
Okay, Mom.
Mother, do you think Mr. Mason will get home all right?
He'll be all right. It's downstream.
The lightning's getting closer.
Oh, Mother, I'm afraid. Oh, I wish Gaylord were here.
I wish he were here, too. Why should he get away with it? We're suffering here in this pest hole while he's home in our nice, clean, quiet house.
Junior, help your grandmother off the floor.
There you are, Grandma.
Oh, that settles it. We're going home.
But, Mother, we've already paid for a week in advance.
I wouldn't care if we paid a month in advance. What good is money when your life is at stake? Junior, put on your bathing suit. We're leaving.
Play it again, Billy.
Just a minute, Mr. Thumb. Billy's been playing for 2 hours now. He's entitled to a rest.
Yeah, I'll be entitled to a couple of beers, too.
And please, Mr. Thumb, don't stand on top of the piano.
Hey, Pop, the quartet's ready to go on.
Oh, fine, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen, Ginch's Gold Room takes pleasure in presenting for your entertainment those two sterling singers, the Salt Lake City Quartet. The quartet will be assisted and augmented by that popular baritone Doc Pearson and that matchless tenor, that prince of good fellows, myself. All right, Billy.
We were sailing along.
Hey, Doc, step into the kitchen with me for a moment.
Okay, Pop. Well, how do we stand, Pop?
I don't know. I haven't counted up yet.
Well, I can tell you right to the dime. It's 1860, including the two beers that Midget just drank.
Oh, no. It's only 1780. Remember, that woman walked out on us.
Oh, yeah. But it's not bad for one day. Why, if this keeps up, inside of a week, we'll be able to retire.
And keep the folks up in the country. Over the way, how's the beer holding out?
There's only half a keg left.
Well, you'd better dump some more water into it. You know, Doc, I feel a little guilty about using the house this way.
Guilty? What's wrong with chiseling an honest dollar?
Oh. Well, I'm only doing it to keep my wife and boy up in the country for another week.
Why, of course. They're up there in the country with the fresh air and the sunshine. They're the ones who should feel guilty.
Yeah. You know, I think I'll drop Gertrude a line in the morning and put a few dollars in it, eh?
How are you going to explain the money?
I'll tell them I'm working.
They'll never believe it.
Well, maybe you're right. I'll think of another reason. Let's go back inside.
Yeah, I got to start hustling the liverwurst sandwiches. They're starting to curl up.
Sandwiches! Get your sandwiches! Only a few left. Nice, fresh, liverwurst sandwiches.
Hey, Pop, there's somebody at the door.
I'll see who it is.
Uh-oh, it's the law.
Hey, what's going on in here anyway?
Well, step right in, officer. Step right in. It's just a little family gathering. Can I offer you a short beer?
No, it's against the rules. No drinking on duty. Say, what's Doc Pearson doing here?
Doc Pearson? Doc Pearson? Well, where, officer?
Where? He just climbed out in that window.
I'm sure you're mistaken, officer. That must have been somebody else.
Well, you'll have to cut out the noise. Everybody in the whole neighborhood is complaining about it.
Well, now I'll see that everything quiets down, officer, yes.
Well, see that you do. Now, I'm giving you fair warning. Don't have me coming back here again, you understand?
Very well, officer, very well. And thank you for calling. Oh, Doc, where are you?
Out here, Pop. I'm hanging on the windowsill. Give me a hand, will you?
Sure. Oh. There you are, Doc.
Gee, that was a close one.
That cop recognized you.
Yeah, it was Mike O'Hara. He's a tough one. Uses his nightstick first and asks questions later.
Well, we'd better have less noise.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm sorry, but I have to ask you to be more quiet. Some of our jealous neighbors have complained to the police. And we have been requested to tone down our festivities. The management heartily thanks you. That's better.
Say, Pop, I think I hear the phone.
I'll get it. You better close the door so I can hear.
Okay.
Good evening, Ginch Guest House.
Hello, Pop. This is Junior.
Well, well, my boy. Nice of you to call me all the way from the country. How's the weather up there?
Pop, we're not up in the country. We're back. I'm calling from the station. This is the first chance I had to call you. Grandma's waiting for a cab, and we're on our way home.
On your way home? Oh, my goodness. Oh!
Pop, are you listening? Pop! Pop! Pop!
Oh, home at last.
We were only away for 2 days.
And it seems like 2 years. Here's your money, driver.
Take the bag, Junior. Oh, won't Gaylord be happy to see us?
He probably hasn't been out of bed since we left.
Where's all that noise coming from?
From our house.
Look at the living room. It's lit up like a nightclub.
I wonder what's going on, Mother.
I don't know, but we'll darn soon find out. Come on. What's going on in here?
Surprise! Surprise!
Welcome home!
Ginch, what have you been up to?
Now, Mother, I heard you were coming home, so I rushed out and got a few of your friends and neighbors for a homecoming celebration.
Friends and neighbors? I never saw that bunch of riffraff before in my life. What are those pinball machines doing in the living room? Oh! Who put that beer keg on my antique table? Until that midget will stop dancing on top of my piano.
Gaylord, what does all this mean?
I tried to warn you, Pop.
I'll tell you what it means. They're all getting out of here, the whole flock of them, and right now. Come on, get out, all of you.
You can't put us out. We're paid up for a week.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah.
Running a hotel, were you?
No, Mother, I can explain everything.
Shut up. Give these people their money back and get them out of here.
I'll see you later, Pop.
I'm not moving. I paid for that room and I got me rights.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, wait till I take my coat off and I'll give you your rights.
All right, quiet, quiet. I warned you not to get me back here again. Tell me, who's the owner of this house?
I am, officer, and I am glad you came.
Oh, you're glad, are you? Well, you're under arrest.
Arrest?
Yes.
What for?
Disturbing the peace and selling beer without a license and running and maintaining a public nuisance.
Oh, no.
Now, you come on along, the wagon's waiting.
Oh,
come
on. Wait a minute.
I've had enough of you. Come on.
Mother! Gaylord, don't let him take her away. Do something.
I'm sorry, Gertrude, my dear, but it is out of my hands. I tried to explain. She brought it on herself. Her and her loud voice.
Oh, but what'll happen to Mother?
Don't you worry, my dear. Don't worry. The way business is going, I'll be able to bail her out inside of 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
That's my Pop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the 7th episode in the life of J. Gaylord Ginch, a man with a heart full of gold and pants full of lead. Friends, tune in for 1 hour of top entertainment next Sunday night when Blondie changes places with That's My Pop over most of these stations. Remember, That's My Pop, 1/2 hour later. The program is written by Milt Gross, Hugh Wedlock, and Howard Snyder. Was directed by Bert Prager and stars Raymond Walburn.
That's My Pop!
Tom Hammond speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.